Parents, let me caution you. When you say to a teen, do as I say or hit the door, it's like saying, stay under my dictatorship or go for freedom. Because a teen has never experienced the real world. They think that living independently of parents is a breeze and they may leave home. A teenager is striving for independence, and we as parents must guide their search for independence. In this series of broadcasts, we have been considering 15 parental convictions that are suggested by Buddy Scott in his book, Relief for Hurting Parents. Today, we want to begin with conviction number 6. We refuse to be conned by our teen. Do not cooperate with your teen's intimidations and manipulations. Manipulative teens try to get what they want by lying, griping, throwing tantrums, pouting, arguing, crying, whining, withdrawing into their own room, criticizing their parents, and a whole host of other things. They make statements like, you don't trust me. Everybody's doing it. You don't love me. I'm going to end up hating you. You're too strict. You're old-fashioned. None of my friends' parents treat their kids the way you treat me. I'm going to quit school. I'm going to run away from home. When I turn 17, I'm getting out of this prison, and you can't do anything about it. I'll kill myself, and then you'll be sorry. Parents, we must refuse to be conned by our teen. If a young person says, I'm going to kill myself, don't say go for it or go ahead. That'll be one less mouth to feed. Think. Don't challenge a person to commit suicide. Don't do something absurd yourself. Instead, say something like, I love you, and I trust you won't hurt yourself, but you cannot do what you've asked to do. Rather than issue a negative challenge by saying, you say you're going to run away? There's the door. Courteously say, I love you, and I don't want you to leave home, but you still can't go out cruising with your friend. Also, I need to remind you that if you do choose to run away, you choose for us to report it to the police as we have promised we would. Because we love you, we can't leave you out there without our protection or supervision. Did you notice the wording in the reply? If you choose, you choose for us to. Parents, let me caution you. When you say to a teen, do as I say or hit the door, it's like saying, stay under my dictatorship or go for freedom. Because a teen has never experienced the real world. They think that living independently of parents is a breeze and they may leave home. A teenager is striving for independence, and we as parents must guide their search for independence. An example of this in history would be Mother England. She had a lot of children nations all through the years. One of her earlier children was the United States. At that time, England did not have much experience in raising children. When the colonies wanted independence, Mother England bowed up her back and refused to give in. As a consequence, she had a rebellious child and the American Revolution. As England grew older, she became wiser. She had another child who said she wanted her independence, named India. This time, rather than bowing up her back, she sent Mountbatten and other diplomats to India to help India develop their independence. Our children do need independence, friends. We can either help them achieve it, or we will have some kind of a revolution on our hands. Independence is achieved both ways, but in one case you have help, cooperation, and friendship, and the other way you have bloodshed. Parent, refuse to be conned by your teen. A seventh parental conviction is this: we will cause our teen's tools of intimidation and manipulation to become useless. Let's suppose that you need to remove a nut from a bolt and you cannot find the proper size wrench. So you decide to use a wrench that is actually too big, but it does grip the corners of the nut. So you crank the nut a couple of turns and the wrench slips and rounds the corners of the nut. You try again, but the wrench is useless and will not remove the nut. And so at this point, you toss the wrench aside and try another tool because the wrench is now a useless tool. Using this same principle, you can indirectly get your kids to put down their tools of intimidation and manipulation by causing these tools to quit working. For example, if you become a sufficiently investigative parent so that you can catch your teen in almost every lie, lying will have become too big a gamble and they will eventually stop trying to use the obsolete tool. If you stop giving in to whining, pouting, and tantrums, these tools will become obsolete too, and your kids will likely put them back in their toolboxes for a while. Oh, they'll try to use them again later on you, parent. Cause the tools of intimidation and manipulation to bring an undesired outcome. Consider some following examples. Your mother and I have been talking, and we've decided that we are going to respond differently to any lying that you might do in the future. From now on, if you lie to us, you'll not only miss out on what you lied about to try and get us to do, but you will be grounded for 2 weeks so that we can supervise you more closely and give you the opportunity to teach us to trust you again. Another situation might call for you to say something like, "Your father and I have decided that if you get a friend to ask us if you can go somewhere, the answer will always be no. We feel very strongly that family decisions need to be made with only family members present." Another situation might call for a comment like, "We have decided that there will be no chance for an appeal of our decisions if you throw a tantrum to show your dislike for them. From now on, a tantrum is going to make us feel that you need closer supervision because you're having a hard time controlling your behavior." Still another situation might demand something like, "Your mother and I are very troubled about your mention of suicide, and we've scheduled an appointment with your doctor. We are asking him to examine you to see if hospitalization or psychological evaluation is needed. We love you very much, and we could never take a chance on anything happening to you." Another effective approach might go like this. "You keep saying that you hate living here. Your father and I have decided to help you find another place to live. We've written for information on homes for troubled adolescents. We will help you find another place if you truly feel that it's impossible for us to make it together. We love you very much, and all that we want is for you to do well. We will help you every way we can." In another situation, you might say, "We found out that you've lied to us again. We love you, and we want to help you to stop lying. We've got to help you to stop before you become an adult or you'll suffer some embarrassing failures. Here's what we've decided to do for you. First of all, you're going to need to be grounded for a few weeks so that you can teach us to trust you again. Secondly, your lying has taught us that we need to check everything you say. Beginning today, anytime there's a question about anything, we're going to be calling and checking with the other people involved. We know this will be embarrassing to both you and us, but we are willing to do this to help you to tell the truth. Third, since we'll be checking on things, you'll not know when we already know the truth before we ask you about it. This means it may be hazardous to your freedom to lie in the future. Fourth, we have developed two levels of discipline. If you tell us the truth, there will be less discipline. If you lie, there will be more discipline. If you lie, you will automatically be grounded for at least 2 weeks. Fifth, we understand that lying seems to have become a habit with you. So here's how we're going to help you break your habit. We're going to give you a 1 hour grace period to return to us and correct anything that you lied about. This will give you time to reconsider what you've done and correct it before it's counted against you. If you come to us and make it right, we'll not count it against you at all. We'll do this for a month or so. Do you understand everything? Just to be sure, let's go back over each point one more time. Now, if you need any additional help or just want to talk, always feel free to let us know. We love you and we want to help you. Parent, we cannot allow our teen to use their tools of intimidation against us.